AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Good to be with you today. Matt, Eric here today.
Hey, hey.
Eric, you were at Blue State Ball last year, weren't you?
I was, yeah. All
right. So this, was that your first one?
Yeah, it was.
All right. Well, rookie. I missed the first one when I was here in 2010, but then I would be here. This would be my, is this my 8th? 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. It's going to be my 9th.
Wow.
It's going to be my 9th one. I'm looking forward to it. We've kind of hammered down some of the details here. But first of all, I want to make sure I do mention to people, because I've actually had more people ask about my pickles than anything else, which, by the way, makes me chuckle and sad at the same time. But if you have not been there, so 1 year, back when the great Janet Robert and Bill Luther were here at the station, Janet says to me, she goes, I need you to, you know, I was planning on talking for like 2 minutes, but because, you know, someone went blabby time, I got knocked down to go as fast as you can. This was before I left. And I'm like, what am I going to do here? And so I looked down, this was before I left my house, and I said, you got to go as fast as you can. So I go into my basement, and I grabbed a jar of my homemade pickles. And I just sort of said, what I'm going to do is, because I had to introduce Burrill, who was going to do a comedy bit, all right? So I introduced Burrill, and I just said, well, while he's talking, I'm going to be out in the audience handing out pickles. Ends up being a massive hit. I think it was last year at the Blaisdell, I brought in another jar of pickles, to which they were devoured, and everyone wants the recipe. Hey,
yeah, I don't even remember seeing them.
Well, they were gone quick. They were gone real quick. Recipe stays with me. That's just the rule. But this year, what had happened was, because of vacations and the beginning of the school year, and we wanted to get to the state fair, I looked at my wife and said, if we're going to do pickles, we're going to have to just do a small batch. So I did 12 jars. You think I'm giving up one of those? I'm debating whether the kids get some of the pickles. I'm just going to be honest with you. I like them. Sure, my children. But I don't know about they're going to get the pickles.
Yeah, so, do they deserve any pickles?
There are lines to be drawn here. Needless to say, I will not have pickles at the 2019 Blue State Ball. But I will be there, and you can call me Pickles. the Saturday, March 2nd, the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. We are going to be out there. The VIP event starts at 5. The general admission starts at 6:30. Tom Hartman's going to be out there, of course. The entire station crew will be there as well. Lots of speakers, politicians. We have a lot of invites out to politicians. I will say this. We're going to hope we can find out if we get as many of them that can come as possible, because this shutdown does play a role. But we've got a lot of invites out, and I know a lot of people do like coming out here. So we'll definitely be telling you about more guests as we know about them, as we can get more definitive knowledge about that. It's blue jeans to ball gowns, and it is the Blue State Ball. So make sure you join us March 2nd, the Blaisdell in Minneapolis, am950radio.com, am950radio.com. You can get tickets there. And I will say this, if you do want to do the VIP event, you need to get your tickets early. We sell out of that every year. We have a limited amount of spots. We'd sell out of it every year. If you want to do the VIP event, you need to get the VIP tickets right now. All right, I'm just going to say. 9-5, and it's a blast. You get to hang out with us. It's a hoot, to say the least. We definitely want to see you come on out and do that. So once again, am950radio.com, am950radio.com. So I want to start off with something I talked about yesterday. But there were some points that were added to this story after I got done with it on the air, which warranted me having some fun and exposing ugliness, all right? And it's the story, as a lot of people have seen, of the Minneapolis Roosevelt High School basketball team. Went down, they had a game in Jordan. Jordan is down the very southwestern part of the metro. I mean, I really don't even think you'd call it the metro. I mean, it's probably the first city out of the metro area. It's lily white. It's not exactly, you know, a minority heavy community. And at this game, for some inexplicable reason, which actually might have an explanation here, which might have been an admission from one of the parents. I'll get to that in a second. They basically decided to put out a Trump reelection flag, and they were dangling this out in front of people. Now, there's a lot of things that, I mean, and once again, the person that brought this to the light is the head coach of Minneapolis Roosevelt, who basically, you know, made the point that this was Michael Walker posted on Facebook a photograph of the fans on the Jordan side of the gym with the flag draped over their legs and the front row spectators. The message read, Trump 2020, keep America great. Several other young men and fans are sitting wearing clothing patterned after the American flag. But by no means was this a section of kids in red, white, and blue. I have been to games where they've had red, white, and blue games where they dress in the flag. I have been there, and the entire section is red, white, and blue. This is a handful of kids, a smattering. As a matter of fact, if you look at the picture, most of the kids, I think three rows back, are wearing like blaze yellow and maroon. So it wasn't exactly a heavy-duty memo that was put out there about this. But needless to say, I coach a predominantly, this is the coach Michael Walker. I coach a predominantly black inner city high school team, Walker wrote in his Facebook posting. We go out to a rural area in Jordan, Minnesota, and this is there. Please explain to me why this is appropriate, a high school basketball game. Walker included a slew of hashtag phrases along with it. And by the way, just for everyone out there, it isn't appropriate. It isn't appropriate because even under the best guys, and we talked about this yesterday, even under the best guys, if for some really weird reason Jordan High School is allowing not MAGA hats, not Trump shirts, but flags, posters, banners to be brought in supporting political candidates at a public school during an official public school event, well, bon appetit to the lawsuit you're about to get, because allowing people to campaign during, I don't know why you would even allow that. I mean, I want to make sure I'm very clear. I have been going for 5 years. My kids are at an age, I have been going to high school sports events for 5 years now. I have been in Hopkins. I have been in St. Louis Park. I've been to numerous Minneapolis schools. I've been to St. Paul. I've been to Richfield, Bloomington, Eden Prairie, Minnetonka, Wayzata. I have yet to see any other Trump, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama banner, flag, poster up. Even in, even as you want to, if you want to get in your racist fantasy world, no, not even in the inner city schools. I've been to numerous ones of them, never seen it. This is the first time I've ever seen a Trump flag at a high school basketball game. So, we talked about this in the argument of if this is Jordan doing this all the time, well, this is kind of stupid because you're just opening yourself up to a lawsuit. But it isn't. We found out that that was not the case. This was an individual thing that happened. And so what was added to the story after we talked about it yesterday were some comments from the parents in Jordan. Now, let me start off by saying, there is nothing more condescending than white people from rural America with incredibly limited experience with other races and minority groups thinking they have any platform to lecture people about racism and discrimination. That is a hoot. Don't you ever change, rural America. Don't you ever change. If it was the other way around, how outraged would you be if, say, a group of inner-city African-American men sat and started talking about what you should and should not be outraged by in rural America? You would go freaking ballistic. How dare you think that you can speak for rural America? But yet, it doesn't stop them, does it? I saw a black person on TV one time, and let me tell you what I know. For God's sakes. Needless to say, here it comes. Now, I want to start off with Jordan School Superintendent Matt Helgerson released a statement Wednesday after expressing regret that the Roosevelt players and the coaching staff, fans and community were made to feel uncomfortable, as it's always our intent to graciously host our opponents. Helgerson and district personnel are reviewing the matter and collecting information and working cooperatively with Minneapolis School District and Roosevelt High School in a review and response to this event. So I want to say this, at least the Jordan School District, to a point, is making an effort here, but I did want to make sure I also point out that. Where is it here? Helgeson. Let's see here. Helgeson said he arrived to the gym in the second half and saw the spectators in U.S. flag-inspired garb for what he said was a non-schooled sponsored theme night. Okie dokie. Just let's step back for a quick one. You're the superintendent of the school. It's an official school event happening on official school property. You don't have the ability to cut hairs here, okay? You let the kids on in. They're high school students at a high school event at a high school facility, and now you're saying, well, I didn't have anything to do with how they were dressed. Well, yeah, you kind of did. And you kind of saying, well, this was just some parents trying to do this. No, you're the school district. And kind of going back to the whole thing about if you're dumb enough to allow political science to be at every sporting event, like I said, not MAGA hats. And by the way, this is not against, if someone wants to wear a MAGA hat, that's their right to do so. Or they want to wear a MAGA t-shirt, they can do that. A Trump t-shirt, they can. This is about banners, flags, and stuff. And clearly one meant for the Minneapolis Roosevelt team to see. That's clearly what it was there for. There was one parent, what's her name here? Gina Orris, who has three children in the district, says at the time, Game Tuesday, I said, I have no issues with Trump flag at our game last night. I'm going to just presume that. I have no problem with the flag at our game last night. It's actually pretty cool. Young people paying attention to things going on in our country. I highly doubt you'd feel the same way. I'm just going to call out on a limb here. If it was a Barack Obama flag or is it Hillary Clinton, I'm just going to take a guess on that. But once again, let's go back to the argument. It's a public school. Public tax dollars are all going for it. Yeah, there's a standard there you have to kind of put forward. I mean, you might not like that. You might want to wish, you know, that you can go out and endorse all the Republican candidates. Yeah, you can't. You're not supposed to be doing that. Let's see, Orris defended the intentions of those who brought the flag to the game, saying there was merely a part of one of the series of theme nights at Jordan Athletic events. They're not trying to be offensive. Our little town's the least racist. I just don't understand how this got turned into a race thing. Oh, funny. You're a white person from Jordan, and you have a hard time understanding how African-Americans feel about this. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to come on back. The grand finale of this whole thing, which basically brings down the entire Jordan white argument, comes up next. Buckle up and come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Standard Heating is celebrating 89 years in business this January, but you get all the gifts, like saving $1,900 on a high-efficiency furnace and AC or boiler. In addition to providing year-round comfort for your family, you'll also enjoy lower energy bills. That's certainly worth celebrating. Learn how you can save $1,900 on your new furnace and AC or boiler, and other anniversary savings at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
We are given the gift of intuition on how to care for ourselves and our families. But too often we forsake that knowledge for the voice of authority. Green Tea Conversations is a radio show for people like you who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and who want to play a more active role in their family's well-being. I'm your host, Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine, and I'm excited to bring Green Tea Conversations into your home. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts straight from the pages of Natural Awakenings who will share progressive ideas and the latest natural approaches in nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living in a fun and informative way. Podcasts of the show are available anytime at naturaltwincities.com, am950radio.com, on iTunes, or anywhere you get your podcasts. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversations on Sundays at 10 a.m. as we awaken to natural health.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Hey, it's Hunter from the brand new 4 o'clock program, the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. And if there's one thing y'all know that I always look forward to, it's a good party. And I couldn't be more excited for the 2019 Blue State Ball. Finally, a chance to celebrate the work we did destroying Trump and the Republicans and keeping Minnesota the true blue state. But come celebrate our victory with fellow progressives, radio hosts, and politicians at the 2019 Blue State Ball, Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. Tickets available now at am950radio.com.
All right, so here you got it. You got Minneapolis Roosevelt's basketball team goes down to Jordan. They play this game, but the Jordan fans, for some reason, feel it's appropriate to wave a Trump flag at the predominantly African-American Minneapolis Roosevelt basketball team for some inexplicable reason. And people are saying, it's about it's a polyscientific thing. And of course, the school is trying to say, well, we have no control over the students and official function on our property. Well, okay. But, you know, you have a few things here going on which really don't quite add up. Because, I mean, and let's make sure people understand. Lily White Jordan, let me explain something to you. The people, many people in this country, myself included, believe Trump's a racist. Not just think he has racist tendencies. He's an outright racist. Did you see the latest? There's a woman who resigned her position at HUD, the Housing and Urban Development, because Trump had basically ordered them to not give any HUD money to Puerto Rico. Any. They're taxpayers down there. They're paying into the system, and Trump basically says, I don't want any money going out of Puerto Rico. My God, I mean, it's racist. The border wall, it's racist. The way he's treated African Americans is racist. He is racist. He's a homophobe, too. He's a horrible guy. He said there were good Klan members and good Nazis in Charlottesville, for God's sakes. He's a racist. And so there's a lot of people that when you go to something like a, I don't know, basketball event where there's not supposed to be a political slant and idiot kids are holding up, and I know people don't get mad at the kids. No, the kids brought it in there and they're high school kids. Idiot kids brought the flag on in there to intimidate. We can see what this is. I mean, it's the new Confederate flag. The old Confederate flag, we finally realized, hey, wait a minute, that was the flag of an army that was an insurgency against the United States. Maybe we shouldn't be tolerating that flying around. And so racists and bigots have followed behind the Trump flag because they know that he is a racist, and they can basically put out this pathetic, it's only political. We're just being involved in politics. That's all it is. Wink. I mean, that's kind of what's going on here. It's the new Confederate flag. So that's what you're putting up. But then comes Bridget Kahn. Now, Bridget Kahn is a parent, and she's actually a pretty integral parent in this whole thing, who, at the end of her personal comments, spills the beans a little bit about what really is going on. She, commenting on the Roosevelt coach's Facebook posting, wrote that the flag belonged to her and was used by students as part of a long-planned USA blackout theme night. Now, let me stop right there. I don't like the idea. I'm not going to let you guys get a pass on using the term blackout. When you're looking at a sporting event and they have a blackout event, what that means is everyone wears black, okay? Hence, it's a blackout, okay? All the fans wear black jerseys and stuff. You are having a USA night. You are having a red, white, and blue night. That's what it's been called at every other school I've ever seen this done at. Red, white, and blue night, Patriot Day. The fact that you guys are calling it, what was the term again? USA blackout night, when you're playing Minneapolis Roosevelt, yeah. Yeah. And I can just see you giggling. We're going to call it a blackout night. And it's going to be Minneapolis Roosevelt. Yeah, you're not getting away with that one. Kahn told the Star Tribune later that her son and others took two of the flags with them to the game and left with them wrapped around them like capes. I didn't see anything wrong with that. Well, they took them off and decided to not use them as capes. There's a photo of it, if you haven't seen. She said this was nothing more than young people wearing a bunch of red, white, and blue supporting their president. Once again, they don't have a racist bone in their body. Once again, all right. You want to wear, you want to fly the flag at your house, knock yourself out. That's freedom of speech. You want to put bumper stickers all over your car for Trump. That's your right. You want to wear a MAGA hat and a T-shirt. That, once again, these are things that even if you were at the game and you were wearing a MAGA hat and I think wearing a Trump T-shirt, I don't think anyone would have a problem with that. I mean, that's you know, you are wearing, that's the shirt you're wearing. This is a flag of a, this is a campaign flag, campaign banner, campaign sign for a president you're bringing in. That's not what is going on here. You're this whole fake new Confederate flag thing where it's like, we're just showing support for the president at a high school basketball game. You're bringing this flag in? No, that doesn't make too much sense. And it made, like I said, it's a new Confederate flag. They, oh, it's just, I'm supporting Trump at a high school basketball game. No, that's not right. And you shouldn't have been doing it. And the school district shouldn't allow you to do it either. Khan also pointed out that the Roosevelt team, okay, and I want everyone to stop and listen to what I'm about to say, because we're going to take a little trip here in a second, okay? Khan also pointed out that the Roosevelt team remained in the locker room during the playing of the national anthem before the tip-off. Roosevelt team has been carrying out this action at both home and away games, and the Jordan team was made aware of the practice before the game, Minneapolis school spokesman Dirk Tedman did state. Okay, now wait, whoa. Why are you even bringing this up there, Bridget? Seriously, Bridget, why are you bringing this up? They didn't protest in front of you. Now, let's step back for a quick second here. The reason why African-American athletes and their supporters are kneeling during the national anthem is because of the undeniable racial injustice and the racial, you know, the clear racial wrongs that have happened in this country to African-Americans, to Native Americans, we can go to Latinos as well. Minority groups have been given a raw deal. They have. If you understand the history of this country at all, they have. And just because LeBron James can play basketball doesn't absolve the fact that that actually did frickin' happen, okay? And so I know white racist people do get bothered by the fact that African Americans want people to be aware of this, but you know that's not on you. This is on them, and they've discovered through Colin Kaepernick a way to get public awareness for their cause by kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice and racial discrepancies. All right, it's hey, I'm a U.S. Army. I stand for the national anthem. It's freedom of protest. It's right to protest. It's in the Constitution. It doesn't faze me. It doesn't bother me. And as a matter of fact, not only does it not make me feel those people are less American, I think they're more American because they are embracing what America is supposed to stand for. They want to do that. That's their right. But because Whitey McWhiteytown gets all angry and upset because some snowflakes don't like it. I don't like that they're protesting. I don't like it. What do? They made a policy to where they just won't go and do it in front of you. They'll stay in the locker room to protest in racial injustice during the national anthem. And yet, Bridget Kahn pointed that out. They didn't protest in front of her. They didn't make her kneel for the national anthem, did they? I don't think they made anyone. They stayed in the locker room. And everyone knew, including the Jordan School District beforehand, that they were doing this so that they wouldn't upset Whitey. Let's call it what it is. Hey, I'm a big loaf of Wonder Bread myself. But they didn't, because they went out there and they did their protest in private to not upset people. And not only, clearly Bridget Kahn brought this up to vilify the Minneapolis Roosevelt team in this story, which, stop it. I'm sorry that you couldn't make the black kids stand at attention and salute white America with tears streaming down their faces in gratitude for all that the white people have given them. I'm sorry, Bridget, that didn't happen. But you trying to vilify these kids in this story, and I can't figure out any other reason you would bring this up outside of you're trying to vilify the Minneapolis Roosevelt kids. But This also brings out the fact that if that is true, if the Trump flag was there because you wanted a counter protest to Minneapolis Roosevelt kids being in the locker room, something you yourself are pointing out, then your this whole display was racism, because your part, your argument is the flag was there, and your argument is this. The flag was there. It wasn't really protesting. It wasn't really anything, but Minneapolis Roosevelt was in the locker room protesting the national anthem. So you're saying that the flag was justified in being there? And you want to know the truth? That's exactly what she's saying. I think she's saying that. I think that that's what she's saying. She's saying, because stupid Trump fans think that the African Americans are kneeling during the national anthem to protest Trump because Trump has labeled that protest as they're protesting me, they hate America, as opposed to they're trying to point out racial indifferences in this country. Idiot Trump fans think the counter protest would be to bring a Trump flag out to a high school basketball game. They want to go sit in the locker room, protest the national anthem. Well, they're going to have to face Trump the entire game. I think that's what happened. I have no proof, but I think that that's what happened. And Bridget Kahn kind of gave this to a point, this whole theory, a good dose by the fact that she herself brought up that Minneapolis Roosevelt was disrespecting Jordan by not being out there standing at attention, tears streaming down their street during the national anthem. I can't figure out any other reason you would have brought that up during their discussion with the Star Tribune. And ignorance doesn't excuse racism. If the flag was there because it was a protest, an anti-protest against the Minneapolis Roosevelt kids kneeling in the locker room during the national anthem in private, but you thought it was basically an anti-Trump thing, that doesn't excuse the act as not being racist. It just means you're idiots. It just means you're stupid because you've bought, hook and ladder, this entire concept that the entire reason Colin Kaepernick and every African-American is kneeling is about Trump himself. They're kneeling because of racial inequity in America. That's why they're kneeling. That's why they're protesting. They're protesting racial inequity. So that if you brought that flag to protest against that, yeah, it was racist. It's pretty cut and dry. It's racist, you idiots. And you're arguing that we thought we were standing up for Trump. It doesn't excuse the fact that it was racist. It seems to me, it sure as hell seems to me, that Bridget Kahn admits what's really going on here. Those black kids came down here and decided to not stand for the national anthem. So we had some kids in the stand with the Trump flag as a response, as a rebuttal. What? Because that's what it kind of seems like what happened here. It seems like you guys got wind that Minneapolis Roosevelt was not going to be out there, and so all of a sudden Trump flags came on out because you've been brainwashed into this stupid mentality that these people who are protesting racial inequity in America are actually protesting Trump. Anyone else following around on that one? Do that make sense to you, Eric?
Yeah. No, I follow it.
All right. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that a pretty good hypothesis?
No, I think that's exactly what happened. It's pretty clear.
I think we might have. Eureka! Eureka! Hello there! I think we have made a discovery. Bridget, Jordan, the rest of you guys down there, stop it. Stop it. Stop your condescending attitude telling black people what they should and shouldn't be offended by. Stop acting like we're all stupid as you try to hide behind this new Confederate flag under the veil of, I'm just supporting the president. And stop thinking that we can't put A to B when you basically go on out there and bring up yourself the Minneapolis Roosevelt kids were protesting the national anthem, and then lo and behold, magically, the Trump flag showed up. And the one final thing I want to make sure I add to this. Everyone, please. Jordan High School is going to go play basketball games at other cities, okay? The coach, I pray that the coach wasn't behind this. I pray that the other players on the team were not behind this. Try not to take out the stupidity of some idiots in Jordan out on that team. They didn't think this through, obviously. But considering that basketball team doesn't play all their games in Lily White Jordan, well, they might get some trouble on the road. Don't do that. Don't give them any grief. Let's presume that this was just some fools and their parents in Jordan. And for God's sakes, how about we just let some boys play some basketball, huh? How about that? God forbid. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. You can tell me if you think I'm wrong on the theory or not. Phone lines are open. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hello. If your taxes from years past are talking to you from the back of that drawer in your desk, it might be about time you answered the call by making a call to Moe's Tax Service in St. Paul.
Time to come out now.
They've been preparing tax returns and creating advisory-based relationships with their clients since 1971.
Kind of stuffy in here.
Problems with the IRS don't go away by ignoring them. Call Moe's Tax Service. That's M-O-H-S. They're on Ford Parkway in St. Paul. 612-721-2026. 721-2026.
Tap Taste and Treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, do I have to say this next line?
Do you want to sleep inside tonight?
My dad is beloved, world-famous radio broadcaster Matt McNeil.
Perfect!
Anyway, my mom and dad want me safe when I'm driving in winter weather. That's why the vehicle they trust is the Toyota Sienna, and the dealership they trust is Rudy Luther Toyota. They keep me safe.
With my son driving this winter, I trust Rudy Luther, and you can too. Stop in today and become a Rudy Luther Toyota family. The southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
At Pride Institute, being LGBTQ+ is the norm, not the exception. Their highly trained and skilled staff understand your issues and will help you live a happy, healthy life as a proud LGBTQ+ person. They offer you hope to overcome your addiction and live the life you want. Their treatment programs are designed to assist you in developing the knowledge, skills, and attitudes for long-term recovery. Therapy groups include health education, LGBTQ issues, HIV and chronic illness, trauma, grief and loss, transgender support, nicotine recovery education, and sexual health. Pride Institute offers a residential treatment program, a partial hospitalization program that includes day programming with lodging, and an intensive outpatient program. If you or someone in your life can benefit from guidance and coping skills, life balance, and other tools necessary for long-term recovery, check them out at pride-institute.com or call 800-547-7433 now.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Today, cloudy with a high near 23. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 6. And Friday, cloudy with a high near 13.
Standard Heating is celebrating 89 years of business this January, and you can save over $1,900 on a high-efficiency furnace and AC or boiler. Find more anniversary savings at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
By the way, it does not escape me in any way, shape, or form that when African-Americans want to protest something, they got to go in the locker room and do it in private. But when white people protest something, well, you know, first of all, you have to give them the most benefit of the doubt, and they can do it in front of everyone, and it's all you people are misunderstanding. It's not right. Yeah, I'm not missing that at all. Like I said, there's nothing more condescending than rural white folk basically telling what minority groups should and shouldn't be offended by. Oh, really? Oh, tell me more, doctor. Please. We can't solve these problems if we keep refusing to see them. Ta-da! programming brought to you by EatLocalMinnesota.com. Restaurant of the Week, Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. And let me tell you, they have just wonderful live music. Tonight, they got Forever Everly over there, backed by popular demand, by the way, too. Sinatra, Andrew Walsh Big Band, that's tomorrow night. The music of Amy Winehouse is on Saturday, very popular. They're going to honor Martin Luther King with a concert with Robert Robinson. That is on Sunday, as well as a concert on Monday. Wee Willie Walker remembers MLK. That's going to be over at Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. Great live music, great food, just a great place. You can tell that's just amazing music all weekend long. And a reminder, too, Valentine's Day coming up here in February. If you want reservations with Crooner's, you need to get them now. Go make those reservations. Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club, situated on Moore Lake Highway 65 up in the North Metro. It is the EatLocalMinnesota.com Restaurant of the Week. Jeff is in Minneapolis. Wanted to chime in on the Jordan story. Welcome on in, Jeff.
No, thanks, Matt. Yes, I agree with you. Let's not. I hope that we don't make this an issue. I'm a strong supporter of the Roosevelt basketball team. I do enjoy going to their games as well as the other Minneapolis public schools. I'd be interested to see if Jordan does have somewhere on their code of ethics books about the banners and type of displays that are allowed at sporting events. And I know that they would be outraged if somebody put up a white supremacist or Nazi flag or even a Obama. And I think that you're right. I think this did have something to do with perhaps the protests of the African American students. And I'm a vet, and I do stand for the flag and take my hat off. But they have a right, for their protests, and I don't have a problem for that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I just wanted to comment on that.
Thanks for your service, by the way. I appreciate it, Jeff. Bridget Kahn was the one who brought that up. Like I said, this is not me going off into wild speculation world. She brought this up to the Star Tribune for some inexplicable reason. That's not why we're calling you. We're not calling you about whether they were in the locker room. So, I feel sorry for the Jordan basketball team because, you know, the people that are going to do crap like this, they're not going to go on the road because that's the big, mean city. I'm not going up there. They're not going to, and so they're going to go up there, and they have to deal with the repercussions, the ripple effect of what happened at that game. And I'm sorry, you can't deny this. I mean, as much as you want to, a handful of white people in Jordan, Minnesota, telling the majority of African Americans who are offended by this that they're being foolish by being offended by this is a moot point. They're clearly offended by it, which should mean you should stop what you're saying, step back, and say, okay, I clearly must not be understanding what happened here. Nope, not you guys. Blah, blah, blah. You guys are all crazy. It's the PC police. Like I said, I think my theory is dead on there. Gary is in Minneapolis. Hey, Gary, how are you, my friend?
But talk about what you're talking about now. It'd be a lot better world if people were open-minded and learned from our differences.
Absolutely.
But it ain't that way for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, what I called about was... it is not an exact quote, but I read recently Noam Chomsky said something. I was just thinking about it. He said there's never been such a powerful organization. He was talking about the Republican Party as Republicans that's been out to destroy civilization the way Republicans are. He was talking about climate change mainly. And the only thing I could think about at the same time I was reading it was Nazi Germany. That's about it. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. I'm glad you feel like when he said Noam Chomsky said something, I'm like, are you going to tell me what he said? Was he ordering a sandwich? He says a lot of things, I'm presuming. No. All right. How about this one? How about we just go down this road here? Trump administration may have taken thousands more immigrant children from parents and guardians at the border than was previously known, and does not know how many families were separated in total, according to a report released Thursday by the Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services. The government also does not know if these families were reunified. So once again, I want to make sure we understand this before it's libertards going out there and making stuff up. This is from Trump's own Department of Health and Human Services. Thousands of more young kids were taken away from their parents, and they have no idea how many kids were, and they have no idea where these kids are, and they have no idea where these kids have ended up. This new group is an addition to 2,737 children the government separated from their parents starting last April, part of a zero-tolerance policy that required all migrants to be criminally prosecuted after crossing the border. In the summer of 2017, staff and officials of the Office of Refugee Resettlement, which runs the government shelters and unaccompanied migrant children, saw a steep increase in the number of separated children. According to the Inspector General's report, these children were often very young and required placement at specialty licensed facilities, which resulted in a shortage of beds. The report does not specify the exact number of kids who were separated from their parents and guardians because OR staff were only informally tracking the issue, nor does it explain why these children were taken from their families. It's likely impossible for the government to determine the full scope of how many migrant kids the Trump administration has taken away from their parents. Michelle Brain, the director of the Migrant Rights and Justice of Women's Refugee Commission, said that her organization noticed an uptick in the number of family separations during 27, filed a complaint with the practice of the Department of Homeland Security. In March of 2017, the then Secretary of Homeland Security, John Kelly, told CNN the department was considering family separation. From July to October of that year, the Trump administration ran a pilot program to test the zero-tolerance policy in El Paso. We have been saying this administration was separating kids long before zero tolerance. Katie Waldman, DHS spokesman, told Huffington Post in a statement, it was and continues to be a standard for apprehended minors to be separated when the adult is not the parent or legal guardian. The child's safety is at risk or serious criminal activity by the adult. For HHS to claim it was not known, the DHS is actively enforcing this policy in the same manner as for more than a decade. Children were placed in HHS custody, cast doubt on the credibility of the topic. Basically, they're saying they're attacking the report. The public and political outcry against Trump's zero-tolerance policy was so strong that the president signed an executive order to stop the family separations in June. And once again, we still do not have any idea. Dick Durbin said in a statement, it's inconceivable that the government of the United States chose to secretly separate thousands of children from their parents or guardians, was unable or unwilling to reunite those families for months due to incompetent leadership and poor planning, still doesn't know how many children were separated. And he also called for Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen to resign. According to the Inspector General's report, 159 children who were separated under zero tolerance are still in OR care. More than half of those children and parents were deported and opted to keep their kids in the U.S. because of life-threatening situations. They fled back to Central America, or that's what they're presuming. I think they can't find a lot of these parents. The report affirms the government never had a clear picture of how many children it ripped from their parents. We will be back in court over the latest revelation on this. They have no idea. Okay, let me make sure we understand this. We don't understand how many kids we took away from their parents. We have no idea where most of those kids are. We have no idea where their parents are. And most of the kids will never be reunited with their parents ever again. USA, USA, USA. How in the hell does this keep happening? Oh, never mind, Trump. Mike is in Columbia Heights. Let's get these callers knocked out before the break. Welcome on in, Mike.
Hi, Matt.
Hey.
Communication event in regards to the basketball game. First of all, the Teddies, the whole team stayed in the locker room, in contrast to four or five students that had the flag for Jordan. And those students, they achieved what they want. They'll probably get on the news because Trumpsters are such a bunch of whiny asses that they'll make a big deal out of it. So they'll get the attention that they wanted. That was another thing. Thirdly, they brought out the flag or the Trump thing specifically to taunt those guys. There's part of a communication event there. And lastly, and probably most important, the racism is alive and well in the high schools and the outer parts of the state. And Trump is now recognized as the leader of the racist movement in the United States. That is why these students brought that poster, that flag, to that game, because they wanted to taunt.
It's the new Confederate flag. I mean, and it's the new Confederate flag, and that's what it is. And this is Trump is the hero. Why do you have all these people screaming at minority groups in McDonald's and in malls and screaming at people speaking in their native tongue in a Macy's? Why do you have that? Because Trump has validated them, and they feel as if they are no longer as cockroaches, have to hide in the shadows, that they can come on out and do this. Now,
I'm not sure exactly the whole thing. I mean, it's like I said, I'm going to, when Ms. Khan basically makes this statement, there's something clear going on. But I would like to have ask the question, did the Jordan High School tell people prior to the game that Minneapolis Roosevelt was going to be protesting the national anthem by staying in the locker room? And if it did that spur on the families bringing in the Trump flags as a way to taunt them for basically, you know, upholding their constitutional rights? Yolanda, let's get Yolanda in Minnetonka. Yolanda, welcome on. Let's get Yolanda and Minnetonka on in here. Yolanda, welcome on into the show.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
For all the Judeo-Christians in the United States and worldwide, if we really believe in the Bible and what it says, that Adam and Eve were the only man and woman, aren't we all from the same race?
So why
are we discriminating against other humans?
We're all from
the same man and woman.
Well, and Yolanda, here's what I'll say, and if I can, and thank you very much. I mean, and once again, she's not proselytizing to you. She's just holding these far right Christians to their own standard. If they truly believe in Adam and Eve, we're all brothers and sisters. I will bring up the point that I said when I had a racist guy come up to me. And he was so furious because I'm a big white guy. And he says, you know, why are you betraying the race? What race do you belong to? And I said, the human race, you jackass. And he kind of shut up pretty quick. Oh, second verse, same as the first, isn't it? Yeah, Jesus. Jesus. Stop it! Stop it! Go live your own life. Be happy. Let other people live their own life. Be happy. Is this too hard for you freaks to understand? 952-946-6205. When we come on back, my house rep, Ilhan Omar, takes Lindsey Graham to the woodshed. Yay! It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is All Digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
Minnesota's very best appliance shoppers choose Warner Stellion, home of the lowest price guarantee and trusted free services. Warner Stellion's in-store specialists will help you choose what's best for you. If it's worth considering, Warner Stellion has it. And now through the 23rd, we guarantee our price is lowest. Save more with our trusted free delivery, basic installation, haulaway, and no interest financing. Don't wait. Get in on special appliance savings now through January 23rd from Minnesota's own Warner Stellion.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You know I purchase my vehicles with Rudy Luther because I love my Toyota Sienna, but it's the extra things which make me a loyal Rudy Luther customer. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchased, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. The Luther Advantage Cards keep you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, when I read Bridget Kahn's comment about, like, defending the flag, defending the flag, defending the flag, defending the flag, but Minneapolis Roosevelt stayed in the locker room during the national anthem, God, it reminded me of the times in this world where we've had the worst racism kind of come up and kind of smack back at us, where the event is like, we don't have any problem against this group or this group or this group. Oh, by the way, do you know what this group does? Do you know what they're doing? Oh my God, they're so horrible. But it's not us.
Yeah. Okay. But
hey, thanks, Bridget. We see you for who you are. We appreciate the comments. Wow. I mean, we can only speculate, but considering she was the one that brought that up, I think we've got a pretty good timeline here. And like I said, I think if you're a taxpayer in Jordan, I would like to know if someone in the athletic department contacted parents saying, hey, by the way, Minneapolis Roosevelt's going to be hiding in their locker room and protesting the national anthem. We should let them know what they say. I would like to know, was there any correspondence between the athletic department and parents? I would like to know that. And stop calling it a blackout. Come on. That might be the most blatant thing there, for goodness sakes. 952-946-6205. Once again, I am doing it right. How do I say that? Why do I say that? My House rep is Cheryl Youakim. My state rep is Ron Latz. My U.S. House rep is Ilhan Omar. Yes! My two senators are Amy Klobuchar, Tina Smith. Tim Walz is my governor, and the attorney general is Keith Ellison. I've done my part. What have you done to make this happen in your district? You can do this too. Why is this a good thing to have happen in your district? Well, because then you get stuff like this. Ilhan Omar pointing out what everyone should already realize. She says that Senator Lindsey Graham is compromised. The U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar tweeted on Wednesday that Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is compromised, but offered no evidence for that assertion. They got him. He's compromised, the Minnesota Democrat wrote on Twitter. She also tweeted a CNN clip from 2015 in which Graham was heavily critical of President Donald Trump. He has since emerged as a Trump ally in Capitol Hill. We don't even have to go back to then. Early in the 2017, Graham and McCain used to go after Trump all the time. Yeah, that was something that Graham was not a fan. It's like the minute that John McCain left the Senate because of his health issues, it was almost as if he was like, come on over here. We have you. If Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, there's a few other guys, Devin Nunes, There are a few of these people in the House and the Senate and the Congress right now that, you know, you look at their actions, you look at what they're doing, and the only thing that keeps coming to my mind is, God, the only thing that makes any sense is that the Russians got them in their pocket too. The only thing that makes any sense whatsoever, the fact that a guy that was so anti-Trump is now insisting on being the most pro-Trump guy out there. I don't buy that at all. And so, we talked about this numerous times on the show. What's the easiest way for the Russians to get people in, you know, into trouble? Give them campaign donations that they kept hidden and let them know, oh, by the way, all that money came from us and we can prove it and you should have been able to stop it and you didn't. You took our Russian money, so you now we have blackmail over you. That's what I'm thinking. Ilhan, Representative Omar, keep up the good work. Nice job. Don't let them shy away from your strong opinions, because those are fantastic. Who won the game between Roosevelt and Jordan? How about we go with no one? I don't have the slightest idea, but considering what happened down there, I'm going to pretty much say no one won that game. We're back tomorrow. Hunter is in next. Till tomorrow. See ya.